I cannot talk about inspiration without talking about my friend, Derek Huff. He was my partner on Dancing with the Stars, and he's also a really good friend of mine. Being on the show with him was one of the most inspiring experiences of my life because I was with somebody who was so inspired himself. Just watching Derek create these dances, come up with all different types of movements out of thin air, it was almost like watching a mad scientist, and the dance studio was his lab. And these ideas would just come to him, and he's like, try this, try this, try this. Or he'd come in the room and he'd be just like so excited. I've got this idea and we have this song and I want you to do this and we're going to do this dance for your dad. And he would just be so lit up and so fired up and so excited. And that would make me so excited. That was the first time that I realized that inspiration is contagious, because when somebody else is just lit up and on fire, it makes you feel the same. It makes you want to be the same way. In fact, every time I worked with Derek, I'd end up thinking of all different creative ideas and like, I want to do this project and that project. It's like, once you get inspired and fired up about one thing, it makes you really excited about the possibilities and other parts of your life. And that's exactly what we're doing today. I'm so excited to be talking to Derek. In fact, Daniel and I, we just went to his show in Vegas. It's incredible. I'm shocked that I got Daniel to go with me. In the past, Daniel's like, I'm not going to a dancing show. But he was like, sure, let's go. Daniel loved it. We both loved it. It was so amazing. Derek is so incredible. It's like all of his creativity on display. And I'm so grateful that he is here with us today. I started our conversation with a question that I have been very interested in that I've never asked him. I asked him, what did he think when he first found out he was going to dance with a girl with no legs? At the age of 19, I lost both of my legs below the knees, which changed my life forever. It made me dig deep and build my resilience. And through that, I've been able to accomplish some amazing things. I'm a 3-time Paralympic medalist, New York Times bestselling author, Dancing with the Stars runner-up, and a world-renowned motivational speaker. I created this podcast to cheer you on and to remind you that every challenge must be met with one question. How can you not just survive life's challenges, but thrive through them? I'm Amy Purdy, and this is Bouncing Forward. Honestly, what was your first thought when you first met me? Did you know that you were dancing with somebody with 2 prosthetic legs before you met me? But then when you actually danced with me and you could see how my feet moved, I'm really curious what you thought.
Okay. All right, Amy, here it comes. Get ready for it. We're being real. My first thought was, yo, what is that hat? that beanie. Yeah.
Yes.
It looked like a crocheted hat. That thing was fuzzy and furry. That was just a funny thing because you just came off the mountain and you're like snowboarding and like.
Yeah, I really did not know if this was really going to happen. I really did not know if Dancing with the Stars was going to happen. I mean, everyone reached out to me and I was like, sure, but I was training and snowboarding and they were like, okay, we're flying your dance partner in tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I didn't even tell my family because I really wasn't sure if this was really going to happen. And so. Yeah. I snowboarded that day and I still had my beanie on. I remember, I mean, there's a photo from that. I think I had my beanie on and like a tank top and leggings and heels.
Oh yeah. Oh, I remember it clear as day. And honestly, my first reaction, my first impression was good. It was really good. And I tell you why. The first thing I do when I start dancing with somebody is like, kind of like take your hand.
Right.
And we just start to kind of move a little bit, right? We just start to sort of move. And I'm learning. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm like, okay, so like, what does this mean? What does this mean to do this? Right. What's happening with her body? What does her balance feel like? And this is what I said actually about you, which is what made you so fantastic, is because you're very aware of your body. And that's almost the whole game. because you've had to be aware of your balance, aware of your body, there was this awareness of you and even a hyper awareness for balance and weight distribution. And dancing is all about weight distribution. It's just like, right. Okay, transfer here, transfer there. So with you, especially in your connection, I realized like when I said, engage your back muscle and you instantly did this, I could feel your muscle activate right here. I was like, ooh, she knows, she gets it. And I was like, we're going to be okay. This is going to be awesome. And I was actually, to be honest with you, I got super, super excited. I was also a little concerned because I think I did get like a leg to my shin and I was like,
oh my gosh,
that was painful.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that entire season, you got a leg to the collarbone, you got a leg to the forehead, but I always felt like, thank God I'm an athlete. Like this happened at the right time. Had I have done Dancing with the Stars a year before, I don't think physically I would have been strong enough. It kind of mm-hmm. took the Paralympics and it took building myself up. And I think having two prosthetic legs, I have to think about my feet on the floor. I have to be like very in tune with my feet. I have to feel them on the floor and know where I'm shifting my weight. Although I will say that was probably one of the most challenging parts because although I'm aware of my feet, I can't feel my feet.
There's an immense amount of trust there as well for you to be like, okay, he has me. I know he'll be there. It was wild, man. It was so impressive though. Definitely go check out her dances on YouTube. It's so impressive and so much fun. What an iconic season. When people ask me like one of my most memorable seasons out of 17 seasons, that one is definitely right up there. And every time I mention that, everybody's like, oh yeah, yes, yes. Like Amy, she was incredible. And so anyways, I value that so much.
Would you say that's because it was one of the most challenging seasons? Would you even call it one of the most challenging seasons for you?
No, I wouldn't actually. And to be honest with you, every season's challenging, right? In different ways. But why I don't remember it like that is because you were game. You were down. The challenging part is when two people aren't quite getting along or they're not meshing well or that one person's half in it or they're half out or they're not really committed. Like that's the challenging part. And that's when you finish a season and you're like, you're exhausted, not because of the dancing. It's that part, you know? So for me, yes, it was challenging, but my association with it is nothing but fulfillment. I think part of it too, is that it kind of made me appreciate smaller moments more because it was kind of like, hey, let's do this move. And boom, you do it. I'm like, that was awesome.
Yeah, like
that
exactly.
That looks incredible. It was like seeing something for the first time. And each week it was like these cool triumphs.
When you think about something as a challenge versus a struggle, and even like the language that we use, right? You could be like, oh, I'm struggling. Or you can be like, oh, this is a challenge. And really it's how you look at it. Like a struggle is disempowering. You feel like you don't have control over it. But a challenge is like, okay, I'm going to conquer this. Like, this is almost exciting to try to figure out. I felt that way, kind of going deep again. But when I lost my legs, I remember my friend, and I used to snowboard. I snowboarded before I lost my legs. And I remember my friend saying, you know, it's kind of exciting. You get to learn to snowboard again. And I was like, exactly. And so I never looked at my legs as a burden. I never looked at my legs as a struggle. It was always just a challenge, which gave me an opportunity to just figure out what I could do.
I love that. This is such a great example, such a great lesson. I think we were all designed as human beings, it's in our DNA, to embrace challenge. It's important to sort of take that 2 seconds, that 5 seconds, that moment real fast and be like, hold on. How am I looking at this? This actually just recently happened to me. I feel so stupid trying to compare the two. No. But just in a small situation where I was going to do this whole routine, this whole thing, and they had this ideas and this budget and all. And then a couple of days ago, they're like, oh yeah, you can't do any of that. And I'm like, okay. Initially, my heart stopped because I have to, you know, produce something amazing in a couple of days. And instead of sort of freaking out about it, instead, it was like, game on, challenge accepted. Right. How do I make this great without all that money, all the budget and all the bells and whistles? How do I make it even better with just what I have right now? And it pushed me to be a little bit more creative, a little bit more thoughtful about what I was going to do, a little bit more musical. And now I'm really happy with where we're going to be. And we did, and it's been better. So different perspectives.
Isn't that crazy how when something first hits us, we think it could be the worst thing, but then it ends up being a blessing. Like it ends up being what that thing needed to be able to be the best that it can be.
Yeah.
So I want to ask a couple of questions. I asked my audience if they had any questions for us. So the first one is, what was your most inspiring moment together?
Mine, and I think I've said it many times, and I think I use it as an example a lot of why I love the show and why I love the process and the experience, but also why I love dance so much. You know, I talk to people and I say, like, you know, dance is primal. It's in us all. I never really say to people, I've taught somebody how to dance. I've helped that person reclaim dance once again. Because, I mean, they look at a baby before they can walk, crawl, like they're dancing, they're bobbing their heads, you know, it's in us to move. You look at all the different cultures around the world and there's dance in there. And so with you, the moment that really stuck with me and really made a huge impact on me wasn't on camera. It wasn't on the show. You were on sitting on a stool. I think we were doing Argentine tango. And I think you said something and you got emotional and I was like, oh no, what did I say? I did something wrong. I said something, I was a little bit too hard. And you said, no, I feel this is the first time I felt this feminine in a long time. We just kind of shared this moment and it was really special. And because with you too, especially Amy, I really felt you, like when you moved your body, when you felt something, when you're like really connected to it, you could see it in your body when you moved. You wore it. And it was so awesome to see you feel this way. And it just, I don't know, it just lit me up. And it, to this day, I just felt very grateful to be there.
I was incredibly grateful for that moment as well. And I didn't even realize it until that moment, really, that when I lost my legs, I did lose this kind of, I didn't lose, I thought I lost this feminine part of me. And for a few reasons. One, I mean, just walking in prosthetics, it feels very stiff. You know, it feels like my ankles are stiff. They don't do what I want them to do. They don't move. With dancing, like so much comes from your feet. Well, like if your feet aren't articulating, then I feel like my knees wouldn't move and my hips wouldn't move. So at the beginning of the show, I felt so stiff and I felt like I wouldn't be able to move my body in that sensual and real feeling kind of way. And then another thing was that I was worried that I wouldn't be able to point my toes ever. I mean, going on the show, I thought, how am I ever going to point my toes? Like that right there is going to be a problem. And I want to be able to do it if everybody else is doing it. And so I didn't even realize until I got those feet, which were swimming feet because they were pointed and I could be on my tippy toes. You know, I put the feet on and I sat down and I crossed my legs and I looked down. It actually makes me emotional, but I think like in that moment, I just felt like, oh my God, I haven't done this. I haven't crossed my legs and had my toes point like that in like 15 years or whatever it was, like since I lost my legs. And it instantly just brought this emotion over me that not only did I feel like I kind of had lost that part, but I didn't, because I feel it inside now. It kind of ignited that part in me. And I feel like just really, you know, dancing with you did that all the way around, because it allowed me to kind of put my guard down. I didn't have to work so hard. I didn't have to like push to do things. Like that's what I've done with snowboarding for so long, or that's what I've done with walking, or, you know, just trying to figure things out on my feet and trying to get my legs to do what I want them to do. I make things look easy. And in my mind, I'm always looking at the positive, but when I really think about it, shit's been hard. Like things have been hard, and I've like pushed through and persevered and pushed through. And so dancing with you and then just like being able to find these like more softer parts of myself, I walked out of the show completely different than I walked in. I think the way I carried myself, even the way I dressed, you know, I started wearing dresses more and heels and but it was so transformative. It just in a way that I never could have imagined. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the beauty of dance.
I love hearing that so much. And it's not just dance, right? I think sometimes we get caught up in that word, and it's just this freedom of movement and this awareness in our body and this just moving it. We tap into something, you know, with us. Yes. And whatever part that might be, our feminine side or masculine side, whatever side we want to go into or we're feeling. When people ask me, like, what's my favorite dance? I love, like, when I do a paso or a tango. Like, that's what I feel. I feel so in my freaking man, like,
right,
in that energy. But then I'm also able to, like, ebb and flow and go, you know, step into this, like, this other energy, you know what I mean, a little bit. Right. And it's really a beautiful thing that I love seeing people discover even more, seeing your journey. And it was really special.
I love how you always say motion equals emotion. You know,
yeah.
And we think emotion would maybe equal motion. Like, you have to feel the emotion to do whatever it is. But really, when you get started, and it could be anything, it could be moving your body, or it could just be moving, like doing a project, like moving in your life somehow, then all of a sudden you feel it. You know, you kind of have to take the first step before you feel it.
Here's the thing. I think that one of the fastest ways to change the way you feel is just to change the way you move and to experiment with, to play with that concept a little bit. Check how you're sitting right now. You know what I mean? Like, I've had my slouched over, my chilling like this,
yeah.
You know, or am I upright, and I'm like, and I'm talking here and I'm active and my body's alive. I constantly sort of catch myself like that. And actually people kind of joke around with me, like, Derek, you're always so upright. Like, even if we're like, I'm watching a show, I'm just like, I'm so engaged. But the truth is, I notice though, whenever I'm in a not so great place, like if I'm feeling emotional in a negative way or having bad thoughts, whatever it is, one of the first things I do is I just start to get aware of, what am I doing with my body right now?
Yeah.
Or have I done anything with my body lately? Have I gone outside? Have I started walking? Have I moved? Have I been on a bike or something, or a treadmill or anything, just to get my heart rate up? It's chemistry. It's really helpful. Motion equals emotion.
For me, one of the most inspiring dances was when we did the human dance, the contemporary dance for my dad, to say thank you for the kidney and the life that he gave me. And that was such an emotional dance for me. And I remember you preparing me, because when you go out there, just for everyone listening, when you go out there to dance, you listen to the package, you see the package, you see what's playing before you dance, and like what happened that week. And I know that I was talking about my dad, and I know I was talking about my kidney transplant, and that made me really emotional. And I remember telling you, like, I feel like I'm going to get really emotional out there. How am I going to do this? How am I actually going to even like really stand up straight and strong? I also was very fearful of messing that dance up, because it was so important. And I remember we stood backstage, and this is the first time I ever heard of gratitude stacking. And you put your hand on my heart and I put my hand on your hand. And we just started thinking of all the things. You had me think of all the things that I'm grateful for in that moment. And instead of letting the emotion of the dance make me weak, I built my strength by thinking of all the amazing things right here, right now, that I have to be grateful for. And, you know, so I thought of, you know, just the opportunity that we have right now, being able to dance with you, knowing my dad's in the audience, you know, knowing that it gave me a kidney, but knowing that we get to do this amazing thank you to him, that just stacking gratitude on top of gratitude completely changed my demeanor. And it gave me an empowering strength when I walked out there, instead of feeling disempowered by the fear of messing up or whatever. So that's so powerful.
Man, I got kind of emotional listening to you, because I completely forgot about that. And then when you started describing that, I remembered it clear as day. It was so cool to be able to coach you or work with you in this situation, in a dance space, to be able to sort of try things. Because here's the thing, as a coach, I'm learning myself. I'm learning on the job, essentially. Like, how do I help this person overcome whatever they're feeling right now? If what they're feeling is nerves, or if it's anxiety or fear, whatever it might be. It, what was so great is to try different things, but then for you to like apply it and to do it, and then for it to help. I don't know. It's really cool. That's really, really cool.
There was a moment through the season where I realized this isn't just about me. Like, it's about you too. You're going through your own experience. I think kind of halfway through the season, like the first half, I was a little bit, you know, unknowingly kind of selfish, thinking like, I have to do good. I have to figure this out. I have to. But then there was a point where I realized you are challenged as well, because you're trying to get me to be able to do the best that I can do. And that's a huge challenge for you. And I think just being, I don't know, being in the position of the one being taught, I didn't realize early on how much of a, like a learning experience it was for you as well.
Yeah.
And that you're trying to do your best and you don't have all the answers either.
Yeah.
So I have a few quick fire questions that I ask all my guests. Yes. Okay.
Quick fire.
Yes. Okay. So finish this sentence. When I feel inspired, I feel
energy.
I do too. I feel like so excited to be alive. What's the last little thing that inspired you?
Last little thing that inspired me. One of my dancers today did like this crazy flip and I'm like, oh, that's great. I love that. You know what I mean? Like I get excited about that. Honestly too, every morning I wake up to let my dog out and it's usually pretty early, and where I live, the sunrise is gorgeous. And my favorite thing is being outside, crisp autumn air, freshly cut grass. It just ignites my senses and I just, yes. I just feel happy to be alive, you know?
I love that too. Okay. So then last question, what song inspires you the most?
There's a group called Really Slow Motion and they just have these very like cinematic, epic drums, strings, just like, da, 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 like just soaring music. And it just lights me up. I absolutely love it. It usually is music that doesn't have lyrics in it. It's music that just takes me for a journey. I love it.
That was such a fun conversation. I feel so grateful that Derek and I have had a lot of great conversations in our life, but it's always nice when we can actually capture it and share it. And I hope what you felt from that is not just how inspiring Derek is, right? But how inspired he is himself. That's why we are so inspired by him. And so I think my biggest takeaway from today is just how contagious inspiration really is. Use that as a reminder that who you surround yourself with, and really what you surround yourself with, it matters. So surround yourself with the people who are full of life, possibility, and creative energy, but also remember to be that person yourself. That's what Live Inspired is all about, surrounding yourself with the things that inspire you most. Think about the ripple effects of that. When we feel and share our supportive, kind, and creative energy like Derek does, others feel that. Others feed off of that. We need to keep those positive vibrations going, keep the inspiration flowing, because when we live that way, it inspires others to do the same. If you want to keep being inspired by Derek, he is super easy to find on social media. Derek Huff. Oh my gosh. If you don't follow him on TikTok, make sure you follow him there. He's incredible. And also his show in Vegas is amazing. You got to check it out before it ends. And for more info on that, you can go to his website, which is derekhuff.com. That's DerekHouGh.com. If this episode inspired you, please make sure to share with someone else or on your social media, and also make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thank you for listening to Bouncing Forward.